From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. officials are expressing skepticism about North Korea's apparent offer to start talks with the United States on abandoning its nuclear weapons. As VOA's Bill Gallo reports, it's a promise Pyongyang has made before.
Over the years, North Korea has promised on several occasions to give up its nuclear weapons in exchange for aid and other concessions from the West. But each time, the efforts fell through, and North Korea resumed its weapons programs. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Washington.
A police witness has told a Malaysian court that there is no evidence showing an Indonesia woman smearing a nerve agent on the face of the estranged half-brother of North Korea's leader as part of an airport attack that killed him. One of the defense lawyers in the case explained.
The CCTV footage fails to show what happened or what Kim Jong-nam did during the 6 minutes immediately after he was attacked.
Siti Aisha, as well as Doan Thuy Hoang of Vietnam, were charged last year with murdering Kim Jong-nam. The police chief investigator also agreed that the video only showed contact between Kim and the Vietnamese defendant. Voters in Sierra Leone are heading to the polls Wednesday to choose a new president they hope will lead the West African nation out of an economy left in shambles from the 2014 Ebola virus outbreak. 16 people are running to succeed outgoing President Ernest Bai Koroma, who has served his constitutionally allowed 2 5-year term limits in office. If no candidate gets 55% of the votes, there will be a runoff election. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website or download our mobile app. This is VOA News. The United Nations human rights chief said Wednesday that it was urgent to reverse the catastrophic course in Syria and refer the country to the International Criminal Court.
This month, it is Eastern Ghouta, which is, in the words of the Secretary General, hell on earth.
Zayed Raad Al Hussein went on to say, next month, or the month after, it will be somewhere else, where the people face an apocalypse intended, planned, and executed by individuals within the government. Sri Lanka's president declared a 7-day nationwide state of emergency Tuesday after violent clashes between Sinhalese Buddhists and the Muslim minority. Rosanna Philpott has that story.
President Maithripala Sirisena has condemned the violence, sending in elite troops and slapping a curfew on the area.
I have instructed the police to take maximum action against individuals, organizations, and groups involved in these violent acts.
Under the emergency, security forces can carry out searches without warrant and detain suspects without charges. Last year, diplomats condemned violence against Muslims in Sri Lanka after 20 attacks and urged the government to protect minority rights.
That was reporter Rosanna Philpott. Britain has threatened a robust response if it is proven that Russia is behind the apparent attempted killing of a former Russian double agent. Henry Widgerell has that story.
Sergei Skripal, a former Russian agent, and his daughter Yulia were found collapsed on a park bench. Counter-terror police are now leading the investigation, but with suspicions growing of Russian involvement, Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson offered this warning.
Should evidence emerge that implies state responsibility, then Her Majesty's government will respond appropriately.
Russia has denied involvement. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The UN Human Rights Office said Tuesday that it was impossible to safely send Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh back to Myanmar because of widespread and systematic violence. Rupert Colville, spokesman for the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights.
Based on what he saw and heard in Cox's Bazaar, he said it was clear that the ethnic cleansing of the Rohingya from Myanmar is continuing.
Myanmar's government denies such abuses. A powerful earthquake that struck Papua New Guinea last week has left at least 55 people dead, and authorities fear the toll could exceed 100. Survivors face more shaking Wednesday from the strongest aftershocks so far. For additional stories, pictures, videos, and more, be sure to follow Voice of America on social media. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.